I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. The leaders of the Assembly and Senate reached a budget agreement with Governor Andrew Cuomo in Albany this weekend. The budget totals $153 billion. Here are some of the important parts of that budget for local communities. There's free tuition at SUNY schools for families earning less than $125,000 annually, and tuition increases for others. Companies that give people rides such as Uber and Lyft are now allowed to compete with local taxi services upstate. There's a new tax credit for farms that donate to food banks. There's a $10 million for an immigration defense fund providing legal help to undocumented immigrants. Also now, 16- and 17-year-old criminal offenders will not be prosecuted as adults under the budget. And there is a, quote, federal financial response mechanism, unquote, giving Cuomo the power to make changes to the budget even after it is approved in case cuts from the federal government make new plans necessary. The Daily Freeman looked at some local schools' funding in the budget. Catskill gets a 1.42% increase to $18 million. Germantown gets a 6.04% increase to almost $5.5 million. And Saugerties gets a 3.94% increase in funding to over $22 million.
Well, glad that for those of you who have hung in there, because you're really students of government or you take your jobs very seriously, we are pleased to announce that we have an agreement on the budget. The final bill is being printed as we speak. It has been gone through by both houses. It's been approved by both houses, and it literally is going to go into print. I believe the Assembly is going to wait for the bill to come out of print, and the Assembly will vote tonight. It's the education bill, which has education, the so-called education run in it, which is the distribution of the education funding. So it is a big bill, and it's a complicated bill, and it takes a long time to print. So it's going to be a long evening for the Assembly, and we didn't want to make you wait up too late and past your bedtime and possibly be in an irritable mood. I want to begin by thanking the legislative leaders, Senator Flanagan and Senator Klein from the IDC, Speaker Hastie, who really did an extraordinary job. This was a very robust and very challenging agenda because these are challenging times. And they stepped up to the plate. And they made it happen. They often say, you know, my conference is a relatively small conference, but I have me, myself, and I in my conference, and that's enough. They have big conferences that they have to go back to, and they have to get an agreement. And in those both conferences now, you have very strong political feelings, and the political winds are very strong in this country. And those same winds blow in this state. So they've done a great job as leaders. You know, it's easy to be political. It's not always easy to be a responsible governmental leader, which is about seeking compromise and forging consensus. So I want to thank them for that. I also want to thank Beth Garvey, who is the counsel to the Senate majority, who's done an extraordinary job. Blake Washington, on the Assembly side, who's the Secretary to Ways and Means, really did a great job. And I hate to say it in front of them, but my budget director, Robert Mojica, and counsel, Alfonso David, really stepped up, and I'm proud to call them colleagues. I'm going to go through the budget relatively quickly to give you the top lines on it. Most of you are familiar with it to begin with. You know the overall numbers. Turns out to be $153 billion budget, all in. And seventh year, again, we are within the 2% spending cap. The 2% spending cap is the lowest rate of spending in modern history. The budget division does not have a record of a budget that only went up 2%. State budget, this state budget especially, is more of a blueprint for the future of the state. We went through a November election, and we've gone through a very difficult time in this nation. And besides the decibel level of the dialogue and the politics, I think it's important to listen to what people are saying, and we have listened. There's a tremendous sense of economic frustration and economic anxiety, and you have the middle class in this state and in this nation that feels that they haven't gotten a fair shake. So we developed a budget that would address those issues. We did it in the state of the state. Then, since January, we have a new challenge, which is a new federal government that is making or threatening or planning significant changes for the state of New York. So we have to anticipate those changes and build in a mechanism to deal with them.
You can find links to more information on these stories at the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org. I'm Tom Rofer, WGXC.